From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week. They say the meeting in Astana on January 23rd will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and violations by the regime. Turkish media report thousands of soldiers will be sent into Syria as Turkish forces struggle to recapture the strategically important town of Al-Bab from the Islamic State group. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack in Al-Bab, where jihadists increasingly are using suicide bombers and truck bombs. Turkish news media say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hurriyet Daily News says Abdulkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. United Nations envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed went to Yemen Monday and met with senior Yemeni leaders, including President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi, to appeal for a return to a truce. The meeting came as Yemen reached the grim milestone of 10,000 civilians dead in the violence. Gambia's president has filed an injunction aimed at preventing the president-elect's inauguration on January 19th. It forbids any party from swearing in president-elect Adama Barrow. President Yahya Jammeh said late Sunday on state television all parties should await the outcome of a case before the Supreme Court that challenges the results of Gambia's December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh lost the election and refuses to accept the results. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors are asking for the arrest of Samsung's acting chief, Lee Jae-young. They have been conducting a probe into Samsung's financial support of a business and foundations backed by President Park Geun-hye's friend Choi Soon-sil. The corruption scandal has led to the impeachment of Ms. Park. Former U.S. astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the surface of the moon, died Monday at the age of 82. The U.S. space agency NASA gave no cause of death. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is urging the incoming administration to continue to support his national fight to eradicate cancer.
This is the one bipartisan thing that exists, and I pray will continue to exist in the new administration. But it also is an international consensus. So we have enormous opportunities, I believe, with greater collaboration.
Biden spoke Monday before the official start of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised Monday to seek agreement with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once he is sworn in later this week. She insisted that Europe will chart its own path forward in spite of differences with the incoming American leader. Ms. Merkel's comments came in response to a weekend interview in which Trump alarmed some European leaders by repeating longstanding criticisms of the NATO alliance and suggesting Germany's response to the European migration crisis had been an historic mistake. The Egyptian public is applauding a court ruling against a government agreement last year to hand over the strategic Red Sea islands of Tiran and Sanafir to Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports.
The audience in the courtroom erupted with applause Monday as Egypt's top administrative court rejected a government decision to hand over two long-contested Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The ruling had prompted a rash of public demonstrations last spring to oppose what many called a government diktat. Egypt's former Deputy Supreme Court Justice Tahani Gebali told Egyptian media the government does not have the final word in matters that are contested, since the judiciary and parliament oversee its decisions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his plan to replace President Obama's health care program is formulated down to the final strokes and will be unveiled soon. In an interview with The Washington Post, Trump said his goal was insurance for everyone. He declined to provide specifics. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.